I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. What do we make of the Trump-Putin-Alaska summit? Was any progress made toward ending the war in Ukraine? Did it help one man's global image more than the others? Let's go through it. Well, they met for 3 hours. They reportedly busted through lunch, and both say they covered a large number of issues, and that's about what they said. Regarding Ukraine, Trump said they had reached some agreements, but...
A couple of big ones that we haven't quite got there, but we've made some headway. So there's no deal until there's a deal.
Now, he did intimate a couple of times that it's up to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to bring about peace now. There are reports that Putin has demanded Ukraine give up the Donetsk region. That proposal has already been rejected by Zelensky. Now, Putin, for his part, did stress that his nation needs to eliminate what he called the primary roots of the conflict. He did not elaborate. He said he hoped Kyiv and European capitals will not attempt to throw a wrench into the proceedings. Now, Trump has said he will have a meeting with Zelensky shortly. The danger there is that if Zelensky rejects any deals, whatever they are, that have been made between Trump and Putin, that Trump will call him out for obstructing peace. As far as the two leaders' optic goals, well, Putin has achieved his. He met with the President of the United States in the U.S., showing the world that he is not an isolated world leader. Trump may have had the far-off hope of a deal that could get him the Nobel Peace Prize, but does it make sense he wanted support for his current argument that if he had been president, there never would have been a war? Listen to Putin here through a translator.
Today, when President Trump saying that if he was the president back then, there will be no war, and I'm quite sure that it would indeed be so. I can confirm that.
So Trump can say now, see, the president of Russia says there would have been no war if I'd been president. So what if this does accomplish a peace? Bless them. But did it accomplish anything? Was progress made? Which man's global image benefited the most here? What makes sense?